Welcome to Tech Talk with me, David Dondi. If you have questions or you want to find out more about something, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, and you can find me on @DavidDondi on most social media channels. That's DavidDondE and the podcast on fmr.co.za. Electric vehicles are a reality. Really, they are. They are the future, whether you like it or not, and no matter what your personal utility is. They're cheaper to run and cheaper for the environment. The change, as they say, is a-coming. Now, they also represent a huge and until recently, well, ill-considered opportunity. Regulators around the world, not here as far as I know, are looking into how the battery component of your electric car can become part of the national electrical grid. Seriously. In a fantastic bit of crowd-hacking insight, the realization that we seldom drive our vehicles during peak electrical consumption is quite apparent. It means that the Hive's collective ability or battery availability of consumer vehicles is one of the largest and cheapest battery solutions globally already for a grid that is under capacity strain everywhere. So here's the idea. A minor percentage, say 5% of your battery capacity from your car, is used in reverse. Instead of the grid charging your car feeds the grid during peak hours, say early evening, and then it's replaced at night during off-peak. Everybody wins. The charges would need to be two-way, of course, and some already are, with the likes of Volvo announcing that they're allowing your car to be part of home storage in their plans. That's a simpler version where the idea is that if you've got, let's say, two 10 kVA batteries driving your home and you've got a 70 kVA car, you've actually got 90 kVA of capacity in a situation where you might need that. We very seldom in our daily lives make use of more than 5 to 15% of our car's battery in daily driving. To make this possible, you obviously need national cooperation, but you also would need to be able to opt out of it for special trips, of course. But the idea is that collectively we make a huge difference. As an EV tester, owner, and user, I can happily say this would make absolutely no difference to my daily life, and the minor reduction in battery lifespan would be negligible, and from a societal point of view, a tax that is worthy. Isn't science and lateral thinking great? And no, this isn't a pipe dream. The EU and other major states are taking this option very seriously. Expect regulation coming to a neighborhood near you. And that's it for this week. If you've got questions or you want to find out more about something or just a comment, david@fmr.co.za or find me on @DavidDondi on my social media channels. That's DavidDondE and the podcast on fmr.co.za.